mobile. Again, and C9B. I double with somebody, and C9B.
KN4TFW, I may have doubled with somebody. I say good morning.
Good morning, Ken. Hope you had a great weekend. Hope you would have a good week. It's kind of cool this morning. 38 degrees over here in, what is this? I don't know, halfway between here and there. Halfway between 290 and something.
At 47 over here by the Ingles.
That's the coldest I've seen it the whole entire trip. It was 40-something at the house. Came down the hill, got to the bottom of the hills, and they were 40. And they went down to 38 just a minute ago, and now it's up to 39. So I guess it's warming up.
Motorcycle, when you go down in them low spots, how much cooler it is.
Ride the bike today. But, yeah, them cool spots kind of shy me away from that. A little cool this morning for a motorcycle ride. Not that I've not done it, but yeah, I've got the heated jacket and heated gloves, so I can get pretty cold. I'm trying to shy away from riding a motorcycle, and it's when it's below 50.
Back when I was riding, my threshold was 25, and I didn't have any heated anything. I just had gloves and a ski suit.
I remember those days back when I first started in Charleston. You know, the only people that had take-home vehicles that could actually take your vehicle home was the motor guys. So I went to motors, and, you know, it was cold in the morning. That's all you had to ride was that motor. And you didn't have all the hookups for heated suits or anything. You just, whatever you could put on your body is what you got to carry, and it better fit the uniform. So, yeah, many pairs of long johns in those days.
Good morning, you two. KO4HK.
Ranger, how are you doing?
Getting up and getting ready to go back to work.
Work? Oh, my goodness. You can say that word?
And I don't know if you call it work or not, but I got somewhere I got to be.
We're time now?
We're seeing how things work out today.
Yeah, how you liking that, NC9V?
So, don't know yet.
I'm Ford mechanic, sorry.
Future ones, but not right now.
Imparting knowledge that he has into the younger generation.
Generation already knew it all.
That's for sure.
Reminds me of putting some trim in last night. A good hammer will fix it.
Fixes a lot of things, does it not?
Good thing you weren't working on Friday. There was a 9-car wreck down there on the southbound side at the 37.
Oh, yeah, but that was a mess. Yeah. Sorry, not sorry I missed that one.
See ya. You're not driving the truck today.
Yes, you needed the car, so I'm in the truck.
Anthony, NC9B.
That's what I'm doing this Monday morning.
Here, Andrew. You had me worried for a minute. I thought maybe it was Friday.
Not which Friday it was. Last Friday. And my back is killing me after sleeping on that cot all weekend. It was just not comfortable. But now this coming Friday, I don't know if I got anything going on. Hopefully I get in the woods and go hunt.
I don't know about hunting, but every time I go home, I'm in the woods. Ben, last week, had a modular guy put his modular home, brought it in. The three sections, and the longest section was 66 feet. And yeah, they had a time getting that one in there. This year, I picked up two more names. Same as it used to be, fellas.
Hey, HOA.
Part of that.
The way it finally dissolved.
Operation Party?
Greer Public Works sent out a notice and said if anybody wants to take over the little street lights, they can. If not, we're taking them out.
Neighborhood now needs porch lights and floodlights. In my neighborhood, and I swear none of my neighbors turned their lights on.
My $200 light bill last month, I won't be turning mine on.
Pushing a bunch of power on your radio.
Radio taking the power. Might have been my daughter and my granddaughter. Congo, or every house, every light in the house was on.
My house.
House is totally the opposite. It's like you can't hardly see because they keep everything turned off.
I switched everything over to the conserving light bulbs, you know, the LED. I've got all LED in the house, and they still $200. What the heck? Must be my water heater. Maybe that's what it is.
I never have figured out how to really save much money at the electric bill.
Power, water, gas, and everything is in sewers only like $200.
Yeah.
My water and sewer, electric and power all come on the same bill and it's only like $200.
We're on the same boat. I mean, we've got, you know, well water. Got to pump it out the ground. And you got the septic tank. You got to maintain that. I don't know. So it's all the same, I guess.
Quick, when I moved in, the grass, it has a sprinkler system, but after that first month, I decided, yeah, that grass is going to have to dry, die.
Where'd you go?
That grass, I just let it go.
The rainwater was supposed to take care of the grass.
It said something to me, I missed it because I was trying to finish getting ready here.
You went, and think about you having to get ready. In case you're interested, it's $308 for diesel at QT. That's cheaper than $328 Sam's wants.
That must be because the new Sphinx is open. They're going to compete on fuel prices.
Before long.
Back them competing.
Yeah, me too. I'll be stopping there this afternoon on the way home.
It opened up down the road from the house, right across the street from the hot spot. I mean, they're tit for tat. I mean, they don't really do anything to lower prices. I think they just match each other.
W-Mobile. 9B. Kinks and the QT will be up here. But they'll put a hurt on some of these other gas stations that have been gouging people lately.
QT and Greer, they definitely ain't cheap. You can just run down to Taylor's and pick it up for 20 cents less.
I don't know what its deal is. It's the highest one around.
Irma gas prices, they never made any sense. KO4's the year.
Cities tack on an extra little couple pennies for their sales tax. So if you've got a station inside the city, it's going to be more than a station that's not.
I mean, it's got the Christmas lights up already.
KO4HK.
The elms are starting to die. I saw that in the Inman. They already had all their little lights up and started working on the Christmas tree.
The world lately, they got all their Christmas stuff out.
Up at Lowe's during Halloween, they'd have the Halloween decorations up, and then there's the Abominable Snowman and Yukon Cornelius over there. It's like, what in the world?
They're expecting the most consumer spending this season that they've had in years.
And then over here?
It's something like $800 or more per person.
And over here, KO4HK. That's crazy.
Yeah, I ain't doing that either.
This person.
I bid of it on a credit card.
How that?
The card, you can go shopping.
Sir? starting to get to the age where I struggle figuring out what to buy them. I mean, you buy one thing, it's $100, $200. I'm like, I don't really want to go much further.
Cards this year. You can buy what you want.
And that's the way I feel about it, too. They got everything they need anyway.
Maybe I'm waking up today for some reason.
It's better. It's kind of busy this morning.
Nine-car pileup this morning. Now I got to head down to Henderson.
I'm not running the APRS. A couple days ago, I've been running a little bit more here lately. And I saw you coming down to Interstate not too long ago. I was like, NC9V, that sounds familiar.
What's that by HT?
Yeah, like it's an RV icon.
Yeah. I saw him in the wife's car. I had to go to my son's for a birthday party on a Sunday.
I remember the day now. I couldn't remember if you were coming or going on 26.
26, I'll go back from Charleston. I had the radio up in the wife's car to straighten the battery, but now I've got to figure out a way to tie it in through the ignition so when you turn the key on, the radio automatically comes on. The way it's wired now, it's powered all the time, so you got to turn it on and off by the radio itself. And I like it the other way because when you crank it up, the APRS comes on automatically.
Same way in the truck, it's soaked into the cigarette lighter, which I know is not optimal, but I don't run in high power anyway, so it ain't pulling 20 amps. But my Sega VFO is always on APRS now.
It's been for years.
Don't like it, you know, if it transmits while, you know, somebody's talking, it kind of cuts a little bit out, but usually get enough of the context, not that big a deal.
It's a little aggravating sometimes, but there's a few times I've had to ask people to repeat yourself. I just tell them it's because my APRS speaking got you. Move on.
Didn't put up for that long, but you usually keep up with the conversation.
Pulling in the parking lot, so I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3. Y'all have a good one. Be safe out there this morning, and hopefully I'll reach you another morning this week. KO4, see ya. I'll be clear on y'all's final.
7-3, Andrew. Have an awesome day. KN4, TFW.
Andrew, it was good to hear you this morning. KO4HKX.
Andrew, perfect timing, as I'm about to head to work myself. You fellas have a great day. 7-3, take care, and Patrick, good to hear you there. NC9B.
Have a safe day.
Leon, good to hear you, and good to be heard. KO4HKX.
I'm leaving.
KN4TFW.
Hey, see you, Leon, Andrew. I just got here. Barely heard you clear it out. I heard all of Lee, no, Andrew. Anyway, catch y'all later. Good to hear you there, Ken and Patrick. What in the world are you doing here?
New job today. I gotta be there at 7 o'clock.
Could drive a little while to get to it. N4AZD. Well, hell, that's good, man. I'm glad you're doing it. Your leg must be doing real good.
Good. Can't complain about it at all. And no, I don't have a long drive. I just like to be early.
Hey, my start time 7.
Keep early anyway, right?
I have a habit of it there while I was waiting for my knee to heal. And been struggling to get back at it, so hopefully this does the trick.
If you got to get there at 7, that's not even early, what you used to do.
We're really looking forward to catching you guys this morning.
To hear you this morning.
I'm in once in a while when I do get up early. I'll come on down here most of the time. And turn the radio on. Sometimes y'all are already gone. It's too late. Doing?
Watching at the Job Corps up here in the Pisgah National Forest.
Well, that'd be cool right there. Sure enough, you don't even need your leg for that.
I've never taught in a classroom setting like this. Not
I've always been hands-on teaching that way.
You know, I'd been asked to do that before, you know, when I retired. How about do some teaching on some things? I wouldn't even know how to teach, really. I really don't know how to teach.
Just like anything else, it's with this here, for me, what they've told me is they want more life skills because you're dealing with troubled youth. So we'll see how it goes.
You may actually be saving some lives then.
Have that opportunity to influence young people a different way, because that's what the Job Corps is. It's troubled kids that are on their last leg before they get put in the system.
We're dealing with Democrats.
All that, but try to prepare them to get a job and prepare them for what's coming. Working in a shop with a group of men is not always an easy thing to do.
Be some just humor.
Yeah, you would think in the shop would be everybody be grown up, but that's not the case.
Well, they are yet. Dealing with the political or the politics of people. You know, you always have the one that's really grouchy, then you always have the one that's up the owner's tail end, and then you got the other ones just trying to make a living, and then you got one or two that just like to stir the pot.
Out there at work, they had to have a meeting about him. Everybody wants to take him out.
You'll be a social worker, basically.
Any shop I've ever worked in has been that way, dude. In the mechanic side of things, the body shop wasn't that way when I worked over there, but the mechanic side of things, it was just, it was like high school all over again.
You only see that among the women, and the men would get along fine.
Well, guys, I'm going to step out of the vehicle here for just a minute, and I'll be right back. Y'all carry on.
He must have to throw up here, kid.
I think he's going to give him a drink.
He going to need one.
They were saying Ford needed 5,000 workers, and that they're having a hard time finding a mechanic. They're all over. I took it as at the dealerships, but I don't know.
They pay good, don't they? I know they charge good.
Apparently it's like $120 a year.
That's in equipment you got to keep buying.
Working on a vehicle.
I don't work on mine anymore. The like Vicky's car or my Ram truck. I don't work right now. I might put pads on it or something, change the rotors, but I'm not going to. I don't have the diagnostic equipment or anything, so I work on all the old stuff, you know.
That's me, you know, maybe about mid-70s and older.
Yeah, 70s and down. I'm 72 and down, actually, maybe a 73, but they started getting into so much smog stuff and all of them, just rip all that out of there.
But it only had like two or three wires to make it run.
Make it run and a jump to crank it. Let's go from the battery to the coil and roll it off.
My God.
I don't know. I got the tubs all done in that Camaro. They're all finished, you know, and they're, I put the four link under there and got it all welded up and all, and then I took it back out, had to paint it and everything, but that's going to look good under there.
When they just leave them, how they came from the factory.
Who knows, but I'm doing this one Camaro. I'm going to destroy it, turn it. I don't know what you call them. Some call them Resto Mod, some call them Pro Tour and whatever, but when you change all the suspension and stuff, and motors and junk, I don't know, but I'm going to do this one that way.
For a while, a 54 5 window cab on that, and it was still all original. It was fun to drive. But boy, don't go into a curve too fast.
Those got the 5 windows. Cool looking. Now, I imagine how cool they looked back then.
I was out from getting off the interstate.
Oh, and it's Monday.
He's 5, and then I won't have to go back until the 1st of December. Burn up my vacation days. It's a use it or lose it situation.
Hey, Dad, you're going to be off from now until the 1st of December. That's got to be miserable. This 17th.
I didn't look. I don't know what the date is today. But it'll be that. I'll be off that whole. I just got to work this whole week, and then I'll be off.
HKX, I'm back, and today is the 17th.
Could be off right 2 weeks straight.
Be able to get on HF if Susan's working.
2 weeks off, and then you retire.
Retire now. It costs you 8% a year in your retirement for every year you go early.
But that's going to be there by the time I get to retire.
They were saying that years and years before I retired.
This last week got my all my Medicare set up.
There's a one major difference between then and now. We weren't in $37 or $38 trillion in debt.
You know, minor details. Where they were about getting ready to hit 20,000 or 20 trillion, and then watch them blow through and get up to 37.
Our government is spending money they don't have.
It's the government, and they're gonna get us in trouble. We gonna, if somebody decides they want to they want their money, what we gonna do? Have to fight again. Another revolution.
Taking 2 weeks off for.
Get the gate here. Now I'm working this week, and then I'm off all the way until the 1st of December, and I'm taking off like, I don't know, Christmas Eve all the way to the 5th. And that, 'cause our vacation is you gotta use it or lose it. They won't pay you for it.
Burning vacation so you don't lose it. Well, I earned it. I'm gonna take it. I know what you mean.
5 weeks now, and that for Thanksgiving we're gonna go up there too. My sister-in-law, so Susan can see her mom, because she's not in the best of health now that she's doing dialysis. So, you know, might be the last time.
Yeah, but I'm glad you're getting to go, or Susan's getting to go spend some time with her. And make sure you tell Susan that I said hello. I know you'll talk to her today.
Just about you guys.
Well, I'm still among the living since I disappeared for so long.
Retire before I do.
I'm trying to figure out a way to do it.
Yeah, well, man, it's really good to hear you this morning, and you too, dude, man. Well, I'm right here between the lines, so I got to get my party started. So you guys have a good, safe day. And Patrick, I hope you enjoy your first day at work, and we'll catch you guys later. KN4 TFW.
And hope you have a great day. KO4HKX.
Yeah, it's your party. You can cry if you want to, but then you're going to be off. Enjoy it. Talk to you tomorrow, maybe, in 4AZ. Toodles. Is anybody else in there?
So.
In there, just sitting by. That I didn't know was in there, but anyway. The generator finally came on.
Use your generator after a year.
Yeah. pulled down the road, and it came on for,
it's a while.
Came on, it ran for a while. I said, you know, it's a, I was just all over the place, couldn't be still. Had to open the window, make sure it was running.
Finally got to use it, and it, hope nobody got hurt in the telephone pole accident, but I'm glad you finally got to use your generator.
Got hurt, yeah, it was just, they hit the pole. I don't think they knocked it down. I think they just shook it or something, but knocked something loose. But it was a while before they, I don't think it was a few hours before they came and, you know, finally got it going. They may have had to put new contactors up there or something, but yeah, it's a national holiday around here now.
I'm glad. And how's Miss Vicky doing?
She's messing with all her Christmas stuff really early. It's the earliest she's ever done, and I came up and I said, "What in the world are you doing?" And she said, "Well, I'm just looking through my stuff." And I said, "Oh, you're taking inventory. I got you. Okay." So, and then I came back up, I went down to the shop, came back up a couple hours later, and she had a little tree sitting up there with lights on it. So I said, "So you're still doing inventory, it looks like." So she's starting to put stuff out now.
We usually decorate our tree after Thanksgiving, usually Thanksgiving evening. That's the way we've got our family tradition set up. So we'll see. My son's moved out now, so it depends on when he can come.
After Thanksgiving, though, we've never done it this early, but I think she started out just getting her, she had gotten some these new oriental rugs that she'd been wanting. She got those and she's messing with that, and then I don't know what, she must have seen something and got it out of the way, and it was Christmas stuff, and then next thing you know, one thing led to another, and then she said, "I hadn't got this like I want it," and I said, "Well, you don't have to worry about it, you're not late, it's not even time to start yet."
Throw it at you then.
About it. I mean, she was just getting all the little knickknacks out, the manger scenes and stuff like that, and setting them up, and they're all lit up, and I just tell her, "Well, there's your inventory you're still taking."
She collects the, some kind of Christmas ornament, I can't remember what the name of it is now. They come out with one every year, so she's got them since 1985 is when she started collecting them, so she's got every one of them from then until now. So every year it's a big ordeal to make sure we get that ornament.
Started. Man, I do. I forget what it was, but I remember when that started. In 4AZ.
4HKX. So when did it start? Because she started in 85, and I'm figuring it was before then.
You're right. She's right around the starting time. It might have been 1 or 2 years before that, but I think it was somewhere in there.
The ornament she collects, it started in 1980, and then her parents started getting it for her in 85, so she don't have the first 5 years of that collection.
I was thinking maybe 82 or something, but it might have been. I remember those, though, and I thought, wow, I wonder how long that'll last. So it's still lasting today.
I remember what it's called now, Frosty Friends. Hallmark started it. I was trying to remember what it's called, but it's Frosty Friends.
Cabbage Patch.
That was my generation.
Had the Pet Rock, you remember that one?
But I heard about the Cabbage Patch Kids, and I've seen other people with them, and I never wanted one, but even if I did, we couldn't afford it.
All that and Beanie Babies, you remember those?
Yeah, I remember those.
Every Beanie Baby there was.
My mother-in-law used to collect those things, too, so it was something with those constantly. They were everywhere.
You're in your 50s, right?
I was born in 1975.
Okay, yeah, that's wasn't that long ago. for me, it probably was a long time for you. It wasn't that long ago for me.
Long ago for me. Until I try to move or something like that, and then I feel it.
Then?
You're in your 70s now, so you're 20 years, at least 20 years older than I am.
23, 22. It's anniversary.
Congratulations, when's your anniversary?
Her birthday.
Congratulations, it's my, March the 16th will be our 30th, so I got 30 years of marriage.
You good as 50, you just gotta wait on it now, because, you know, it's like cars, they... If they go, if they make it past 20,000 miles, you got a good car.
That. Well, dude, I'm going to ease on up the road here, and good to talk to you this morning. And don't forget to tell Miss Vicky I said hello. Maybe I'll catch you tomorrow or next day. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 73.
Hey, buddy, and tell Miss Elise hello, even though I don't know her. You have a good first day at work. We'll find out how it went. I'm sure it'll go good. Catch you later. N4AZE.